Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. It's Tina's turn at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got Eagle Lines of Credit. Might be available for you. Borrow up to $25,000 and get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For all the details, you can visit pvcu.org. All right, Tina, so what are our details and dirt?
Right, well, you remember a few years ago when singer Halsey shaved her head. Well, she's done it again. She posted a TikTok video that's gone viral on Instagram. It's already gotten over 3.5 million views in less than 24 hours as of this morning.
Wow.
Showing off her new buzz cut. She was wearing this long wig, and then she flipped her head. The wig came off to show her new look. Mm-hmm. Fans are geeked over it. One person even proudly exclaiming, "We love Baldy." It's her new nickname,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, I get it. With a D. So, make sure you're
with a D, yes. According to OK, when asked why she did it, she said, "I was growing it out for so long, and I told myself I wouldn't shave it until I saw what it was like healthy and long. And then I saw it healthy and long, and I said, this is nice, but I miss bald. So I did it."
Nice.
When I shaved my head, I only had 8 people. She had how many? 3 million? Wow. Mm.
Over 3.5 million.
Wow, that's pretty
crazy.
In
less than 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe those people were your family members.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe because she's got the right face for it. I don't know. Well, Claire Crawley, who blew up this season of The Bachelorette after falling in love with contestant Dale Moss right off the bat, has fans buzzing over a possible engagement.
I think we say buzz cut. No. Buzzing over a buzz cut.
She showed off a ring on that finger on Instagram, but she explained its meaning, saying, you know, a lot of people asked about this, but it's a commitment to myself to embody self-love after finding myself getting into relationships where there was, you know, depletion and emptiness. So she said it was a promise to herself to make sure that she always had enough self-love no matter what happened. And I think she just likes to start rumors and get the buzz mill going. You know,
boy, you've used the word
one way to be relevant.
You've used the word buzz like 13 times so far. Let's see if we can work it into the next story.
Yeah, what's
buzz? Yeah.
Well, after a 2-year engagement, Empire actress Taraji P. Henson and former NFL player Kelvin Hayden have called it off. We're so sad to hear that. Yes, she said, "I tried to do the therapy thing, but if you're not both on the same page with it, then you feel like you're taking it on yourself, and that's not fair for anybody." Now, they were supposed to get married in April, but it was pushed back 2 months because of her work schedule. Then it was put on hold a second time after the coronavirus outbreak. So it looks like this just wasn't meant to happen. If you want more buzz on that, you can go to gossippop.com.
Hey.
Come on,
Lopez. Good job. And,
sorry, don't
have
to clap.
And then we also have the buzz on baby news.
Whoa, yay.
I know. There you go. Famed surfer Bethany Hamilton announced she's expecting her third child with her husband, Adam Dirks. They've got two kids, Tobias and Wesley. So we'll have to see if it'll be three boys or if there's a baby girl on the way. And Meghan Trainor just revealed to Extra that she and her husband, Spy Kids star Daryl Sabara, are expecting a baby boy. to say excited mama is an understatement. She's already got baby's first Christmas ornament, even though the baby's not going to be here at Christmas. Mm-hmm. She says she wants a village of babies, that she's got a head start on names. They've already got two baby names ready to go for their first two kids. Oh, yeah.
She That's not much of a village with two names. You got to get a little fast more than
She's just starting. And it
sounds like a scary movie. The Village of Babies.
Well, she's just so excited. I think she's already working on that one-year baby cake, you know? That's how
good.
Excited she is.
Yeah, and baby's first,
her life.
Baby's first buzz cut, yeah.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need money fast, they've got Eagle Lines of Credit available. Borrow up to $25,000. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. And now Dina has got some fresh dirt. What's going on in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. We've been seeing all these great reunions on Zoom. Like you have Ferris Bueller's Day Off. We've had Mean Girls. Well, now get ready.
Yes.
To practice your bend and snap, because Reese Witherspoon and the cast of Legally Blonde are reuniting for a WebEx special nearly 20 years later. It's happening tonight on YouTube.
Oh.
And Luke Wilson's going to be there. Allie Larder, Selma Blair, Jennifer Coolidge, Holland Taylor, all the main players. And it's cool, too, because they're doing it as a benefit to raise money for a nonprofit that provides meals in the wake of natural disasters. So that's pretty awesome.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah. The only reunion happening, this is big talk. Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy and Jimmy are reprising their roles as the Sanderson sisters. It's a new special, In Search of the Sanderson Sisters, a Hocus Pocus Halloween takeover. And we talked about this before, but it's airing on October 30th as a one-hour special. That's a fundraiser as well. And tickets are $10 each, which you can find at nyrpshop.org. This is a foundation that Bette Midler is very connected to. And she's bringing in some big names, too. I don't know what their involvement's going to be, but Glenn Close, Billy Crystal, Jamie Lee Curtis, cool. Jennifer Hudson. So many people.
They got time. I mean, a lot of these stars aren't acting, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
You want me to zoom in? Sure, no problem. Dinner can wait.
Lopez, you got that link, right? You're going to share with me?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Joe Jonas is sporting his latest choice in face mask fashion. It's the face of his brother, Nick Jonas. So Joe posted a picture on his Instagram story showing off his new mask, which was supposed to be Nick's face, but because they're brothers and they look so much alike, it just looks like it could be Joe's face with a little less facial hair. It's a good look, though. He looks good.
It's a face on your face.
Yeah, basically. Robert Redford's son, James, passed away on Friday at the age of 58 after a battle with bile duct cancer in his liver. Now, James was diagnosed many years ago with this rare autoimmune disease that affects the liver, and he ended up having two liver transplants in 93. Now, his wife said the liver disease returned 2 years ago, and as he was awaiting another transplant, that's when doctors discovered the cancer last November. His health issues over the years, though, inspired him to create the James Redford Institute for Transplant Awareness.
Good.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have already planned a return to the UK this winter, but not to spend Christmas with the royal family. Meghan's high court case against the owners of the Daily Mail is kicking off January 11th, and they plan on traveling there early so they can do the quarantine for 14 days thing.
Uh-huh.
In fact, they won't be spending Christmas with the royals at all. Sources say they plan on spending Christmas in California, the second year they've opted out of a royal Christmas. I mean, they're just missing out on extra presents, but if that's the way they want to do it, I get it.
I mean, if they have presents for, like, the queen, or they have to chuck them over the fence?
Yeah, that's what you do. That's not what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
Like, wing it.
Never heard of delivery.
Here's your air fryer.
And that's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 841 with the Kellogg Crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need money fast, they can help you out with an Eagle line of credit. You can borrow up to $25,000 if you qualify and get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For details, visit pvcu.org. Okay, Dina, what do we have as far as dirt goes? What's happening?
All right. Things are getting messy with that alleged cheating scandal with Lily James and Dominic West. According to Page Six, Lily canceled a planned appearance on the Today Show after that drama. And she was supposed to be promoting her Netflix show, Rebecca, alongside Armie Hammer, according to Kaiser. And then she canceled out on the Graham Norton show as well, because I guess both shows were going to ask about the kissing scandal.
Right.
Now, a lot of people may be thinking, oh, yeah, they're just playing up this whole scandal thing to promote their show. But the thing is, her other show is suffering because of it, because now she can't do press for her other show.
Oh, I see. And they were their exes kissing, right? Is that the story?
They're not exes. They're co-stars.
Mm-hmm.
And he's married, and these two were spotted out and about, kissing here, kissing there. And now there's new photos that have surfaced. You can see at Daily Mail. Apparently, they were kissing and hanging all over each other at the airport, too. So, you know, this was all happening the day before Dominic staged that photo op with his wife. You know, he and Lily all over each other just the day before.
You said new photos, right? N-E-W?
New photos.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
Be clear.
New. So this is from where they were filming The Pursuit of Love in Rome. So
yeah.
I guess, you know what they say, when in Rome. But anyway, no new comments from them since those pictures have surfaced.
I wonder what they say in Rome. Do they say when in America?
Maybe.
They flip
I don't know. I don't even know what that means, when in Rome.
When in Rome, do as the Romans do. So Dominic is best known for playing Noah in the Showtime drama The Affair, which explores the emotional effects of an extramarital relationship between his character and a younger woman. So maybe he's just method acting.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'll say. If you've been wondering why we haven't seen It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown yet this Halloween season, well, you're not going to like this.
What?
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown will only air on Apple TV Plus streaming this year.
Oh, they bought the rights to it and are keeping it for themselves. That's not fair.
And it looks like that might go for other holiday Peanuts classics, too. So just keep that in mind.
Because I think they're doing a show, like a Charlie Brown show or something like that. So I guess they bought the whole rights to it.
Yeah,
I mean,
so.
It's almost like they're holding it hostage. You know what I mean?
Like, I should have DVR'd it last year.
We've got your show. We need money for it.
YouTuber and former Disney star Jake Paul did not learn his lesson from that massive party he had earlier this year that got him in trouble with the mayor of Calabasas. Jake was once again spotted throwing another get-together, despite California regulations prohibiting public gatherings. Big crowd at his house, inside, dancing, not wearing masks, not
what
social distancing.
What is wrong with
Well,
there's a lot wrong with him. I can tell you all the things wrong
and
with
how
him.
Many, how many stories of regret have we heard by people not wearing masks and staying socially distanced?
Well,
you know,
it really bothers
only
me, too.
I had done this.
There's other YouTubers and TikTokers that were there, like Brandon Amato and Bryce Holland. I mean, these are people who influence kids, and I don't like it that this is how they're behaving.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, Kim Kardashian turns 40 tomorrow. She's going to be a little more responsible about it. She's going to fly 30 of her closest friends and family to a private island. She hasn't said where. Nobody knows yet. They'll find out when they get on the plane, but everyone's been tested for COVID once.
Oh, okay.
They'll be retested again before they go. Yeah, she's trying to play it safe.
Well, she could afford 30 planes, though, too. One person a plane.
True.
That's really safe.
She might suggest that to her. She already celebrated her birthday by posting a photo of her jumping out of a cake to promote her new something. I don't know what she's promoting. Maybe makeup? Who knows? Because she was wearing this sparkly silver bikini, so I don't think anybody remembers what she was promoting. But she looked good doing it.
She was jumping out of a cake. I usually jump into a cake.
That is true.
It's delicious.
And believe me, you don't look as good when you do that. You get it all over your goatee. It's like, you know, in your ears. It's pretty nasty.
Some people are into it.
I love ear cake. 840. That's gross.
That's nasty.
Oh, get all the reports of the pot. What?
No, I'm just saying ear cake. You save some for later. That's terrific.
Please stop talking about ear cake. You get this report, the other reports, and all the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.